This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and like, here are the people on the panel. So I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Brom because like that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you because I just
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, all right. Let's have a Monday, everyone. That really doesn't have the same ring as like Friday or Saturday.
No.
Sunday. Really, I think days of the week, it's probably the lowest rated. Let's have a Monday.
If you say let's have a Monday, it feels like a threat.
Let's have a Monday, like go back to bed. What do you want to do here, Bulldog? What's your plan? Let's have a Monday. Let's have a draft week. Let's have a radio show. There you go. That's more the spirit. I am the Bulldog. Glad to be here. You heard Zach Jones already. Mike is out today. It is draft week. And is there a more stark reminder of, I mean, a few things come to mind, thinking about the draft in general. But I roll in here today in between, you know, North Buffalo and here, you know, 12-minute drive maybe, depending on traffic. I miss Zach Wilson getting traded from the Jets to the Broncos. Is there a more stark reminder of there's a few things. A, the crapshoot that the NFL draft is for all the time and energy that we pour into it, that we spend talking to people who pour their professional lives into it. Zach Wilson. They even had to throw in a seventh to get a sixth round pick back from the Denver Broncos. That's second overall pick in 2021, Zach Wilson. I know I've seen him play. I am not surprised that his market value is brutal as it is, but it is stark. The other thought I have, you know, aside from, you know, we're about to embark on our last 4 days of conjecture, and I mean, we'll continue to have opinions about what teams do, and especially the Bills do in the draft. But so the crapshoot nature of it is one piece, because I'm looking at the 2021 draft. The quarterbacks in particular, it's just tough. Trevor Lawrence is first overall, and that's on track, but he's not taken the step yet. The most promising it looked was at the end of the season before last, which had a lot of us think, okay, here comes year three Josh Allen boost, you know, turbo button, Trevor Lawrence, and that really did not happen last year for him and the Jaguars. It's Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. A lot of the other picks are real nice. The receivers at the top, Ja'Marr Chase, Jaylen Waddle, nice. Defensive players, J.C. Horn, Pat Surtain, nice. There's Devontae Smith, 10th overall, all good. Man, the quarterbacks, what a disaster. So the other thing that, you know, comes to mind, aside from the obvious randomness of it and just how bad it can be if you pick a guy where the Jets pick Zach Wilson and 3 years later you're trading him for nothing, is thank God for Josh Allen. Thank God. Heavens. Thank you, heavens. Yeah, because the Bills aren't on that merry-go-round and haven't been on that merry-go-round since they nailed the Josh Allen pick in 2018. And, you know, admittedly, that wasn't obvious and apparent right away. There was a ramping up period. But by year two, he's in the playoffs with the Bills. By year three, he's an MVP candidate, and there's no looking back. So, you know, that should provide you some peace and rest, I hope. Just a reminder every now and then to not take for granted how hard it can be to nail that down. I mean, even that draft that the Bills landed Josh Allen in, I mean, look above Josh Allen in that draft. There's wreckage. There's journeyman, and that's it. You gotta get all the way down to Lamar Jackson at the end of the first round to find someone who can run with Josh. I mean, you know, Darnold and Baker Mayfield are, you know, in the league still. Josh Rosen isn't. I mean, it's hard. Newsflash, it's hard. And maybe the hardest of all is to nail down quarterback. So, you know, count your blessings on Josh Allen. And just a reminder, as Zach Wilson gets dealt for a sixth-round pick to the Denver Broncos, I can't wait to see what the Broncos have in mind or in store at quarterback with that addition now. I often do this when we can be together or not, but Mike happens to be out today. It comes to mind, like, if I'm doing this job, if we're doing this show in Denver, like, what are we, how are we doing today? Does Zach Wilson mean I'm not going to reach for Bo Nix? Or what? Like, what is it meaningful at all? I'm going to go with no. I'm gonna go with it's not meaningful at all. He maybe replaces who do they have the Dallas guy that played one game.
Ben DiNucci.
Sure, he's there. So maybe it's not a great day for Ben DiNucci. I might guess. Jarrett Stidham, Zach Wilson. I mean, I don't know. Throw a Bo Nix log on the fire, Sean Payton. Have at it. Anyway, that's just like a general observation to start the day. Poll up at my Twitter feed, X feed, whatever. I mean, since the Bills traded Stephon Diggs a couple of weeks ago now, this has been the conversation. One way, shape, or form, it's been the conversation. So, like, we can make all sorts of efforts to dress it up and make it sound like our intent is different than it is any other day, but really, we're trying to solve the Bills' wide receiver room problem. Maybe you don't think they have a problem. I'm not even sure I would say they have a problem, because they have a ready-made day and weekend to help fill in the holes that they have in their receiver room. I hope we agree that they have holes. They have needs there. It seems like the most glaring need on the team going into the 2024 draft. So how to proceed, right? We already were hot and bothered for a receiver before Diggs gets traded. Now Diggs gets traded. You're looking at 150 or more targets from last year that have gone. And we know what the Bills have done to supplement that. And I don't think it's a whole lot. Mac Hollins is not an every down wide receiver in the NFL. Curtis Samuel's a nice player. He's had exactly one season above 700 yards, and you got to go back a ways for that. So you're not talking about someone who you should be counting on to, you know, fill the void of the number one spot on this team in Samuel. You know, I think he'll be a piece of the puzzle, as will the rookie or rookies that they bring in, or the veteran that they go trade for. To me, like, all options are still on the table, and there's been no movement. Not that that's a surprise. I was expecting this to carry into, really, Thursday night at some point, and we'll be, you know, maybe some of you will be on alert as soon as we get to the Chargers or the Giants picks. I might be waiting until the Bears are on the clock at 9 to see if there's a move there by the Bills. But either way, we know what the options are in case you need them repeated. They are what? Stay where you are and pick the best guy that comes. And there's a lot to be said for that. If Brandon Bean is sitting in his office right now thinking about how much he loves four or five or eight of these receivers in this draft, that and thinks that they can be a part of the solution here for the Bills, then sitting at 28 and filling the hole that way sounds like a great idea to me. It's generally, to me, I've had five or six different favorite ideas as far as guys go, receivers go. And I am mostly at just get one. You know, just decide which guys you like and make your pick. All right. Hopefully some of them are available to you when they get there. I think that's a lot of fans, right? You know, just hang on. There's a lot of talent there, and you shouldn't have to pay extra in a year where there's this much talent. The trick to me with that approach comes in with the urgency that I think Bean created himself and that the Bills created themselves when they made the decision to trade Stephon Diggs. Sitting back, again, the note here that should be remembered is if Bean loves 10 of these guys, then there's no reason to worry about doing anything. But if he, and I would suspect that that's not the case, As talent rich as it appears from a 100 mile view, like, oh, look at all these receivers. They're big and they're fast and they're 40 times and okay. I doubt that they're all created equal to him. So they have a clear need, and how do you address it? I know how I am, and I feel like Bean has admitted as much that, yeah, sure. I want to be practical. I want to do the smart thing. I want to give myself as many chances at getting this right and filling out my roster as I can. And trading up, even trading way up, is a great way to step in it. I'm going to give up extra assets, premium assets at that. If you're talking about going all the way up to the Bears at 9, you're talking about next year's 1, an extra 2, and probably something else. Maybe a 4 thrown in. So 2 1s, a 2nd, and a 4th to go get Roma Dunze. The way that I am, and the way I think Bean is about the draft, is he develops, crushes make it sound a little amateurish. But he's got guys he likes. He said as much last week. I like to go to bed Thursday night knowing I got the guy I wanted. Right. So, and even like admitted, sure, there's probably room to criticize me for being aggressive in that way. But this is how I do it. And he admits, I like my head to hit the pillow knowing I got the guy I wanted. I'm not going to have any regrets that I didn't do what I needed to do to get the guy that we and I really targeted. So I'm the same way. I'm going to give you the speech, because, Mike's not here to do it, about keeping your picks, and what I need is more darts, right? I don't need to change necessarily where I'm standing. I can throw from the legal line. Just give me extra shots, and I will increase my chances of hitting a bullseye or the triple I need to close out this match of darts. Does darts matches? I get all that. I respect all that. I want to be like that. My problem is I'm the guy that shows up and goes, yeah, but that guy, I love that guy. That's the guy I need. I really want that guy. How much does it cost? Okay, I have all that. There's enough money in the account. I can do it. I've got the assets to make this happen. And man, I'm really going to like that. So got to go do it. That's how I get. All right. So I have some room to not like just go to town on pounding on a GM, Brandon Bean in this case, who operates similarly. I get seduced by the shiny, exciting thing. Even as I'm sitting here looking at a draft board from 2021 littered with massive quarterback misses by the Jets and the 49ers and as it turns out the Bears. I'm still sitting here. Quarterback's different than receiver. You know what? I'm seeing Jamar Chase and I'm seeing Jalen Waddle and I'm seeing Devontae Smith up there in the top 10. I'm going, yeah, none of those guys missed. Go get me one of them. That's what I need. And so that's my, My temptation is that. I'm not telling you that it's the best way to go about it. I think it is the best way to give yourself the best shot at the best player. Although I know there are plenty of guys who get drafted beyond that that turn out great. The main guy the Bills are trying to replace here is Stephon Diggs, and he was a fifth round pick. So, you know, it comes in all shapes and sizes. So what's your preferred route here? The big bold trade up, the moderate trade into Brian Thomas Juniorville, which is, you know, maybe the teens, stay put. I didn't have room on the Twitter poll for a fifth choice, which would be trade back. I guess I could have mixed trade back into stay put. But, you know, trade back, I get a lot. There's a lot of that. And, you know, I'm over here. I'm nodding. I'm listening. Sounds like a really good idea. But the further I get from the top guys, the more I worry about it. So I would have a very hard time. I'm going to have a very hard time staying put, let alone it coming to my turn and me going, give me 40. I'll get on out of here and you can come up here and I'll just watch Kansas City and Baltimore pick receivers at the end of the first round. And then I'll wait till Friday because, you know, it's not that bad. I'm fine. I know what I'm doing. I'm smart. Okay. I mean, thoughts and prayers. I hope that works for you. I'd be way too tense to that. The Bills do that. I don't know that I'll sleep Thursday night, let alone if I was in charge and I did that. I mean, I don't even know. I don't know. You know, how do you get there? Well, you know, there's a run on these guys before you, like last year. There wasn't as deep a pool last year, but still, bing, 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 bing. We know what happened last year right before the Bills were getting ready to pick. Four receivers went right in a row just ahead of them, you know, close enough, in the 20s. So that's how you end up getting out of there. It's like, well, there's nothing left that I like here, and so I got to go down. And, you know, you get paid for that. You know, you'll get extra stuff, and that has merit. Just because I didn't include it in the poll doesn't mean that I, you know, don't respect the idea in theory. I know myself, I have a very hard time staying patient, staying down in a spot like that, because I'm just thinking about what it could look like if I got this super red hot, I want to say can't miss, but right, you never know, super talent to pair with Josh Allen and just, okay, yeah, I know I need other stuff. I'll find my way to other stuff. I'm the worst person you want loose on the car lot with your credit card or your checkbook. I'm not the guy that's to be trusted. I'm going to fall for the sales pitch. You're going to flash me something shiny and tell me about some really cool option that this one has that is, you know, factory direct and only in 100 models. And I go, I never knew I really needed a car with that in it, but okay, that sounds great. I'm that guy. No, I'm telling you, I'm a sucker. That's basically what I'm telling you. But I'm just being honest, just being real. What do you think, man? What do you want to do? We've got a few days left here between now and Thursday night to kind of pour over it. And I'd love to hear some input and some calls. I know maybe it's getting repetitive at some point, but this is our lot. We've got, again, 4 days left to figure out how best to proceed to fill in what is currently a wide receiver room that needs some talent thrown in. They just do not have a contending NFL wide receiver room right now. So veteran trade is still an idea that's out there. I'm gonna have to at some point do the work that is required to free myself of the kind of nonsense that like people I know, accounts I follow, like, oh, here's a retweet of a report that's clearly not real about a Justin Jefferson trade. You know what? You're off the island. I can't have you throwing that into my feed and me wasting even 30 seconds of my life. What is that? What? Oh, okay, I see. That's stupid. And not that that idea is stupid. I mean, there's an idea. That's a massive idea. Like, should cost you a ton. I hate fake news, right? But, and it's only football, but it just annoys me. 803-0550 is the number. I probably should have said that 20 minutes ago. Note to self, when you're hanging out by yourself doing a radio show without your usual co-host, give the phone number. 803-0550 is the number you want to get in. We'll pour over a lot of this with Sal Capaccio, who will be my guest at 4 o'clock. Also talk about the AFC East and just the rest of the draft and the quarterbacks, and it's all just getting really interesting. It always is, and we're coming down the stretch here again with it being draft week. Back end of the show, Paul Hamilton will join me. We'll pour over what has happened so far in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We've got six series in, six home teams, six favorites all winning. We got a couple of more series that get going tonight and a couple others that will play game twos. So we'll, and of course the Sabres are looking for a head coach. So we got a lot to talk about with Paul, and that'll wait until 6 o'clock. 803-0550, as I say, is the number. Let's fire it up. Tom is first up this segment. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Good to talk to you. Hey, I'm super excited about the draft, and I have to admit, I have been all over the place about what we should do with the pick. Last week, I was as recently as last week, I was thinking we should trade up into the top 10. Mm-hmm. As I get closer to the exam, or get closer to this final exam, if you will, of the draft itself, my thought is, let's stay put. Let's get a player at 28 that can come in and do some damage. Let's grab the highest ranked guy that Bean likes. And then let's get our other needs. If it was another year, Bulldog, if we were in this position, let's say last year, when we didn't have so many players that had exited.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I might be more inclined to go up and be aggressive, but because of where we are as a team right now, I'm thinking stay where we are, draft the best receiver that is available at 28, and then fill our other needs with those other picks and not give anything up.
It's a very practical approach, Tom. We're kind of the opposite because the closer what I've just admitted is the closer we get to it, the more eager I am to spend and to be aggressive. And I admire this about you, that you've been kind of all over the board with ideas, go up to the top 10. But as you get closer, you get more, I don't know, more practical, more responsible, I guess is a way to put it. And I'm telling you, I'm the opposite. You don't want me anywhere near the keys. I'll burn through it all. you just give me the chance. You just watch. I hope that the draft unfolds in a way that they can manage to do that. We just won't know until it begins. If you're not on edge with every pick beyond like five in this thing, waiting to hear the little sound or see the logos change on the screen or whatever, however you're taking the draft in, you just wait like, whoa, right? Just excuse me. I think that it is going to make this first round, I think, really tense for fans, because I think you're just going to be from five on, like, sort of, okay, is this the trade? And if you, oh, here comes a trade. Is it? No, it's Minnesota going up to get JJ McCarthy. Good luck with that or whatever. Should be a blast. We're talking about the draft. Go figure. 803 0550 is the number you want to get in on the conversation. Big, bold trade up, moderate trade up, trade for a veteran, give them the big contract, stay put, trade back. These are your options. We know who some of the prospects are. We're talking about all of it and will be for the balance of the week. 803-0550, again, is the number. Mike is out today along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog. Thanks for tuning in to WGR.
A couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing, but with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. And, you know, as such, I was a player once and I never liked my business being out in the public. And so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks and I'm just going to leave it at that. And we'll focus on the draft here today.
That is San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch talking about, well, one of those young veteran wide receiver targets, one of those ideas that has been talked about, Brandon Ayuk, a young, excellent player, like really number one caliber receiver on your team, this excellent player. And he's due a contract coming up here, wants a raise. They've already committed. You heard Lynch there mentioned Debo Samuel. There was a lot of talk that was going to end in a trade. They ended up getting him signed to an extension, but his extension and the contract they're paying to George Kittle and the contract they're paying to Christian McCaffrey, recognizing that only one of those three players there, Samuel, Kittle, McCaffrey, are actual wide receivers, do they want to pay another receiver top dollar right now? With already the commitment to Debo Samuel. That's why, like, once we had a couple of years ago, Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, A.J. Brown, am I forgetting anyone of the big kingpin receivers that got moved? Once guys like that got moved on draft day or around the draft, or even, well, I think the Hill and Adams moves were maybe more than a month in advance of the draft. Anyway, you started looking, okay, who's due a contract? And what's their situation? Where are they on their trying to win curve? Where are they on paying players at that position and trying to find matches for guys you might be able to find that are available that you maybe weren't thinking? Because I don't remember two springs ago spending 2 seconds thinking about the Chiefs trading Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams. I mean, there was drama there because of Rodgers and what was ultimately going to end up happening there. He ended up staying, and they still traded Davante Adams anyway, and so that was, you know, kind of a surprise. But nonetheless, like, there's a sort of a blueprint now for, you know, can I get that guy out of there? The hitch with an Ayuk trade, to me, is it probably costs you your first-round pick to make the trade. It's the Diggs trade from 4 years ago you're talking about. So it's going to cost you a premium asset, and you're right there now to pay the big contract. And you just got out from under a big receiver contract. Like, I'm not telling you shouldn't be willing to pay receivers. It's a premium position. And I wonder if the Bills might prefer to go younger/cheaper and see if they can make it work and stave off having to give a receiver, you know, the $25 million a year or whatever, close to $30 million a year, which is the going rate. So, but that's an idea. That's a space on the board, right? Use that pick on a proven performer. It doesn't cost you as much in assets. I mean, it's going to cost you your first-round pick, but it's not going to cost you next year's one and a two and all the stuff that the big trade up the board in the draft actually would cost you. But it costs you the salary cap and, you know, cash, paying a star player contract. 803-0550 is the number. I'm open to that. It's not my favorite idea because of the money initially, but that's a great player. I mean, that is Brandon Ayuk is a fantastic football player. Eddie is first up this segment at 803-0550. Hi, Eddie. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Bulldog, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hope you enjoyed the hockey all weekend.
I sure did.
Can I just hit a point on that before we get to the draft?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you think the past 8 years of Leafdome is more painful than the last 8 years the Sabres have dealt with?
No, okay. No chance.
They get their regular season, I know, but yeah. It's really almost like the Buffalo Bills North. Like, you're going to get to the playoffs every year, but we are going to break your heart. I mean, I watched that game Saturday night. I don't know what they're going to do, but unbelievable amount of talent.
Yep.
To have kind of every year the same story be told. But onto the draft, which, I don't know, man, these simulators, they are – can you get the little AI on the simulators, please? Because there's no way that these things are legit in any fashion, okay? I went out of the draft the other day with Leggett. I had McConkie. I had an edge rusher. I had a DT. I had two first-round picks acquired from other teams. I mean, it's so unrealistic. You can't even, like, you know, pretend to get an idea. The best thing you can do is see how players are moving. And my favorite player has been dropping and dropping on all of the websites that have any type of grading on these players. And Xavier Leggett was around 60. People were barely talking about him. Then he got into that 40 range. Now he's in the top 30 range. The closer we get to Thursday, my favorite guy keeps getting love from all of these sites. And my goal would be to definitely wait to 28. If McDermott, I mean, if Bean really one of the guys he loves, to me, A.D. Mitchell and Brian Thomas are very similar. That's just, I could be totally wrong, mm-hmm. but that's kind of that mid group that, yeah, you're getting a little risk. You might get the guy. I definitely wouldn't want to trade resources for him. My goal would be stay with one, come up with four guys you really like, pick one at 28. I want to use that second round next year, and whatever we could do to get into the top 45, because the drop, the run that seems to start right around 30 to 35, and then by 45 to 50, you're now top 100 receiver. Like you're
yeah, right.
You know, thanks, but Xavier Leggett, that's the guy I want.
That's your name. All right, thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that very much. I've crushed on him at times. I don't know what the value is on him. There's a lot of variety on that. And as you're saying, like, it seems like he's maybe creeping up as you get closer. But I have felt mostly like choosing him at 28 would be reaching. Like, it's just too soon to pick him. So, you know, if we're going to parse, like, asset management, I think you don't want to reach for a guy. Recognize, of course, the Bills would have, you know, if they've got a first-round grade on them, they might be one of the few teams that does. But if they do, then, they're going to tell you they're not reaching. But the consensus is that that's a day-two pick, Leggett. So zeroing in on him at 28, I mean, I'd be stunned if he weren't there at 28. But I guess I want to say I'd also be stunned if they picked him at 28. I think that's it's a decent idea. He's an intriguing player. I like his size, his physicality. The comparisons to A.J. Brown should make you drool. I mean, I'm as susceptible to that as anyone. But you wonder about whether or not there was consistent enough production. Did the light just go on, you know, recently for him? And is it going to stay on? Or is he now at his ceiling? Like, did it take him 4 years to get to what he was last year at South Carolina? But there's no more growth there. There's a lot to wonder about with him, I think.
Yeah, I bring up the age thing a lot with him.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's 23, and it's not anything crazy, but I do think it is something to look at of, like, were you a 23-year-old dominating 19, 20-year-olds in college? It took a long time. I think until proven otherwise, I just feel like he's going to be taken right at the top of the second round, Carolina. They don't have a first-round pick. They have a desperate need at wide receiver.
Right.
He offers the potential. I think once McConkie kind of became this guy that, like, you know, he would fit for the Chiefs, he would fit for San Francisco, he'd fit for Buffalo. Like, I feel like McConkie's going to go in round one, and Leggett just won't be there. Like, even if they trade back into round two, he just won't be there.
Yeah, the point about Carolina, he's talked a lot about, I mean, he played at South Carolina, and he's talked about the visits there, and, like, I guess that's one of those matches that seems like it's maybe been made. The player seems
it
to
just works,
be
yeah.
very open to the idea of going there. So, yeah, he just might be one of these guys that's kind of in, like, he's not worth the pick you have. You don't really have a pick where he's probably going to fall, and so what do? You know, you're sort of stuck. I kind of agree with you about Brian Thomas Jr. and A.D. Mitchell. Height-wise, speed-wise, they're very comparable. Thomas, of course, had the big touchdown year. Mitchell has, you know, a certain reputation for not you know, going all out all the time and taking plays off when he suspects or believes that the play isn't coming his direction. You know, the more we go through this, the more I'm reading about how commonplace that is in college, because some of the offenses, they just are so quick, you know, like, oh, well, this is going to the other side of the field, so I'm not even going to really dig in here. If I had, I'm open to either guy, but if you're telling me, like, Mitchell mostly has been mocked to the Bills at 28, I see. Thomas Jr. is usually somewhere between 15 and 20 is where I see him. If I, all things being equal, I've got a shot. There's a team on the phone, you know, Indianapolis, whoever. I don't have the order memorized. I do have it open here on one of my windows here, but someone wants to get out of there. I know Indy's at 15, Seattle, Jacksonville, somewhere in the teens, right? I gotta make a move up, and I can get Brian Thomas Jr. or I can stay put and draft A.D. Mitchell. I think I might just flip the coin and say I'll stay put and take A.D. Mitchell. Now, I know you're not going to know that sitting there if you're talking to somebody, you know, an hour and a half before your pick and, you know, you got an opportunity to move up. But I feel like they're comparable enough that I would rather not pay the extra for A.D. Mitchell.
I think that's where I'm at. I mean, like, obviously I'm a Texas guy. I've kind of fallen in love with A.D. Mitchell as a prospect. But, like, even the stuff that came out last week about him being a type 1 diabetic and kind of being a little loose in when he actually takes his insulin and stuff like that, I could see I just vividly see the Bills convincing themselves that, like, but we get him in our building, he's right. Going to be perfect. Yeah. And they wouldn't be wrong to believe that. You've been one of the better organizations in the NFL. I feel like they would look at A.D. Mitchell and go, if everything works out well, you know, guys like Greg Cosello, like, in 2 years, he's a top 10 wide receiver in football. I could see the Bills falling in love with it and just being like, we'll just sit back. And I think along with it, too, the idea of trading back, I don't really know how it works. I think 5, maybe 6 quarterbacks are taken in round one. I don't really know any of the teams that are high enough up for you to want to trade up will be there. And I think there is always a fear of just, like, does the run happen as the Bills move back? Because if they get, like, a pick at, like, 45 – we already talked about Carolina could go get Leggett.
Right.
And then how many other guys go, and all of a sudden your big receiver's Javon Baker, like 45, 50, and you're sitting there going, I like the player, but he's our one now?
I'm not sure that there's the potential to build a fear bunker effective enough to contain the level of anxiety I think I and a lot of Bills fans would be having if they found a trade down on Thursday and got out of there. And, you know, wait, put their first pick off until set and got paid, whatever, pick up a second, pick up a third, whatever it is, you know, okay, I've got extra assets now, and now I'm going to sit here in front of the TV, it's almost midnight, I'm waiting for round one of the draft to end, and oh, here come the Baltimore Ravens to make a pick. Oh, and here come the Kansas City Chiefs to make a pick, and they're grabbing these receivers, and I'm sitting here going, that is terrifying to me. And I just have a feeling that Brandon Bean is a similar approach, like, doesn't want to be sitting there, especially those two teams grabbing guys that we've been talking about and that we feel could help the Bills. I mean, I know they'd be getting out of there with a clear conscience, right? We don't like these guys. I mean, right or wrong, any guy the Chiefs take turns into the guy you should have picked.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, immediately, you, like, just get, like, just a, like, bad feeling. You're like,
I don't really like Ladd McConkey. I feel like it's too much of a slot. I'm not sure. Oh, the Chiefs took him? Oh, my God. They just drafted Steve Largent. Like, that's what's going to happen, I think. And it, you know, just be ready. I'm not saying that's a reason to not trade down. It's a reason I'm scared of trading down. Okay, that just so I can be clear. 803-0550 is the number. Big bold trade up, moderate trade up, trade for a veteran, stay put, trade back. What do you want to do here? What's your level of concern with the Bills receiver room? 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope is out today along with Zach Jones. Thanks for listening to WGR. Thanks for hanging out with us today, us being Zach Jones and myself. I am the Bulldog. Mike is out today. 803-0550 is the number. We're talking a lot of draft here today. Of course, the round one goes on Thursday. We'll be streaming live on Thursday and Friday between 4 and 6 p.m. on this show. The morning show, we'll do a bunch of that too. And, of course, our a lot of our draft coverage on Saturday will also be available to you on our WGR Sports Radio 550 Facebook page. So make sure you get around to checking that out, or don't, if you, you know, you don't ever want to look at any of us, which, you know, I understand. I wouldn't take it personally. I got to tell you, I had, this is a sidebar, I had the most bizarre food delivery experience yesterday that I've ever had. So, friendo, doesn't matter. I ordered a bunch of pizza. And around the time the food was scheduled to be delivered, the phone rang. Now, if you're like a normal, well-adjusted adult living in the 21st century, you probably don't ever answer your phone. But it's ringing, and it had the name of the delivery service on it. I'm going to mention no specifics here, but you know, I think you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so I answer the phone because it's the delivery person. I'm assuming, like, you know, maybe last minute directions or whatever. I answer the call, and all I hear is a woman yelling, "You hit me! You hit me!" I hear. And I sort of look at the phone. I say hello once. I say hello again. Nothing there. I'm like, huh. Like, I hang up the phone. The other people in the room, including my wife, look at me like, what was that? I'm like, I think our delivery driver just got in an accident. I think this delivery person was calling us, and then an accident occurred. So a few minutes go by, and there's a text. I got in an accident. It's sort of confusing, and this person calls back, and I'm on the phone, and I am like, well, she's explaining this, like, well, this car was going slow, and I tried to pass, and then they sideswiped me, and I'm like, well, look, have you called anyone besides me? Because, like, you know, I want my pizza, but, like, it's hardly the priority here. If you've been in an accident, like, is anyone hurt? Is anyone, like, no one's hurt, but I can't leave the scene of this. There's, you know, there's another car that's arrived and hit the car that hit me, and like, there's a whole thing. So I'm like, okay, well, you should call the police. Do you want me to call the police? Like, no, they're on their way. It's fine. It'll be fine. And I'm like, okay. And I'm not sure how to proceed from here. Right. So I just said, okay. And then she said, I'm very close by if you want to come get your food. And I said, where are you? And she tells me, like, okay, fine. I'll be there in a minute. Like, just up the road a little bit. Tells me exactly where she is. So my son Owen and I get in my truck and we drive, you know, a couple blocks, and she's on Main Street in the city. And she had mentioned the name of a business. Like, I'm on Main Street near blank, right? So I know exactly where I'm going. And I'm thinking, you know, she's off to the side of the road or in the parking lot of this business. My son and I roll up, and, like, it's a scene. Like, there's a pickup truck that's sort of diagonally parked right in front of her car, like, preventing her from going forward. And as we roll up, I can see that it's blocking one of the lanes of Main Street, this accident, right? No injuries. No, it's just, you know, there's not hardly even any damage to these cars, but, like, tempers flaring. I don't know. Anyway, so we roll up. There's a Buffalo police officer leaning in the window of the delivery driver's car, talking, getting her version of events. There's an exasperated person who appears to be the driver of the pickup truck that's wedged in front of her, and now another person behind her who also was involved in this collision, and he's standing outside his car. And my son, we pull up, and we park, we get out, and I'm just standing there watching this, going, like, at what point is it appropriate Maybe the answer is never. At what point is it appropriate for me to try to get someone's attention and go like, yo, there's like $100 worth of pizza in her car that belongs to me. Can I just get the pizza? Would that be okay? I'm standing there for, you know, 2-3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes tops. Eventually, the Buffalo cop gets done talking to her, walks away. There's now another cop on the scene and a transit cop. And there doesn't seem to be like a lot of urgency. They just sort of slowly walk together. I'm like, this is my moment. So I cross the street into the middle of Main Street. I ask the Buffalo police officer, like, excuse me, this is hardly the most important thing happening here right now, but that car there, the woman you were just talking to, was bringing food to my house, and she says that it's in there and I can still get it. Is that okay with you? And he's like, yeah, man, fine. So I walk over. She's got her window up now. I sort of, hi, yeah, do you want to see my receipt or anything, like on my phone? She's like, no, and she's crying. She's really upset, very traumatized by the whole thing. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, it's here, okay. I just open the back seat of her car, and I take my pizza, and I'm like, thanks. Sorry, I didn't do anything. I'm not, but I just, it was a very weird scene. Like, I really thought for a couple minutes standing, like, we should just go home. I don't know. They'll refund me if we don't get the food. We'll figure out something else for dinner. I don't know. This just feels weird. But the opportunity came for me to ask, so I did. Like, I don't know. I have no sort of precedent here. No idea what protocol is, but I interrupted an accident investigation to get pizza out of this lady's car so I could go home and eat pizza. That was my dinner last night. All right, take a time out. Honest to God, that has been I haven't talked to anybody all day. That's been bothering me all day. I just wanted to share with you this bizarre scene I had yesterday. All right, Sal Capaccio coming up after this on the draft and the Bills and trade up, trade down, all the stuff right here on WGR.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.